B-Pod Studios.
Opinionated.
Aquarius is nautical.
And passionate.
Ignorance is bliss.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go back to your calls. We start hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand, from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Possibility of trading Jaylen Brown, who apparently, based on liking a tweet, feels disrespected by Boston.
He's hearing it. It's human.
It's got to be a trade rumor thing, which I really don't even know if there's any truth to the fact that the Celtics would even entertain the idea of trading him. No idea. I tend to believe that they would not want to deal him.
I would think
or
that.
Or any piece of the, you know, call it the core four, if you will, to borrow a Yankee phrase.
Yeah.
Tatum, Brown, Rob Williams, Marcus Smart.
It's risky to pull that trigger. It is, because you know so much what you have in Brown and Tatum, and you've been this patient for all this time, all these years. And you got to keep reminding yourself, you know, you're up 2-1 in that series. Look at the road travel to get to that finals. You're up 2-1, and you get game four, and you're up halfway through that fourth quarter by 6 points.
Yeah, and then you blow it.
You're in control. Yeah. Why did you blow it, though? Was it one of those two guys? They didn't have enough? Or maybe you didn't have enough of that bench scoring, like E-May talked about with us on Friday. It's a big risk because you're giving up a lot, and you're taking some chemistry away, and there's no... What would that do to Jason Tatum to not be the guy? Because right now, I think Jason Tatum looks at it. He feels he's the guy. He's the Celtics, right? It's his team. Everybody defers to him. Everyone. I mean, you bring that type of personality in here, that type of player that's that decorated, that's his team. He could sit there and say all along, like, yeah, I'm just going to go there and meet Jason. We're going to learn to play together. No, Jason's going to learn how to play with you. That's the way I feel it would go. Because now all of a sudden you're telling Jason to take a step back, not necessarily take a step back, play less, do less. No, continue to develop and all that, but really, when it's money time, it's KD time. Who's taking a big shot? Is there any question? It's Kevin Durant's going to take the shot. Closeout game, who's taking a shot? He is. See, things change. That mentality changes your team.
Scott is in the car. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Good.
I just want to say, on the Brown thing, I can see you. I don't think this trade room is disrespecting him. I just think when he plays, he's been the best player through the playoffs. Everybody's been saying that. And it's always Tatum this, Tatum that. I don't see the big difference between the way those two have been playing. I think he's just as good as them. I think that's probably what he might be thinking, if it's even true.
Yeah, I think that could be it. I think he could be hearing that, you know, it's all about Tatum, which I believe it is. And maybe there are a bunch of people that, you know, feel that way, and he feels like he doesn't get enough credit because of that.
Felt like he carried them in the finals. You know, when those games changed, when the tempo
but
of those
didn't
games,
everybody
when you
say
got
that?
Leads, I mean, we were saying,
this guy's the MVP of the series if they win.
But here we go. What happens when you lose? You talk about, okay, how did they get better? No one's talking about getting rid of Jason Tatum. We had a terrible series. Everybody's talking about getting rid of Brown. Like they have been forever. Guys can't play together.
Well,
what are you going to do? Get rid of Jaylen Brown.
Offensively,
not
going to
get
good.
Rid of Jason Tatum.
Stop turning the ball over.
Yeah. Oh, he's not perfect.
Jake in Boston. Hi, Jake.
Yeah, I called you guys last week saying I trade Jaylen and Marcus Smart for Kevin Durant, which works in the trade machine. But this conversation, it opens up the bigger conversation because there are questions about would Durant want to play here. You have the race element, the weather, all the reasons why guys historically have either wanted to play here or not wanted to play here. But then Friday happens. And we like to talk about how there's no state income tax in Texas or how the night clubs in Miami plus no state income tax in Florida matter when it comes to the athlete lifestyle. But what about the NBA's lifestyle of, like, hookup, strip club, James Harden, Reddit thread with all his stats, you know, in different cities which have – what about that culture? And now you have 10 markets, including Dallas, Phoenix, maybe Miami, where you're going to have legislation passed that may make undoing your accidents out on...
Oh, boy.
Not doing that today.
You got to do the thing.
I knew where he would... I know where he was going with that.
Kevin's in Plymouth.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I need to just chime in here. We need to just, I think, relax with this conversation about getting rid of one of them. These guys are young. This is their first trip to the finals. They just played the Golden State Warriors that have been in, what, 7 of the last 10 NBA finals? Things take time. Like,
correct. I do agree with you, but there are things that are blowing up down in New York. Brooklyn.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why
absolutely.
We're talking about this. There's a potential that...
No, I understand. I understand. But at the same time, I think we could win with this team that we have right now with just one more piece on the bench. Like, maybe it's not that far away. I don't think we need a...
Yeah, so that's the other side. Wait, see it develop, add that scorer off the bench, and hope for health.
Let him get older.
Right, I mean, it's not a bad plan.
It's not a bad plan.
But the road
could
get tougher next year, which means they would have to be a lot better than what they were.
Right, and the road could get tougher next year. And I still think it's not a bad plan. And especially when you factor in this, the other thing that Jaylen Brown, I'm sure, is thinking about. It's like you really want to swap me and some other guys for that guy. Did you see round one? Did you see what we did to that guy?
No.
You know, like. I still think he's Kevin Durant, and I think he had a bad series. But there's something to it. If you're Jaylen Brown, if you want to get offended on any level, maybe that's the first and only thing you need to point to. Did you watch those first four games? Did you see what we did against Brooklyn? What are you talking about? You want to bust up this team to get that guy from that team? And he knows he's Kevin Durant too, but what are we building here? Yeah, the potential to build something that's going to last 5-6 years or more. What are you talking about?
Part of the problem, too, is Brad has to do his job to protect what he has and to also understand the landscape of the East and the potential moving places where this guy could go. And do you do your job by picking up the phone saying, yeah, hey, we can kick the tires on this, too. We're not saying we're going after this guy. But damn it, we don't want him to go to Miami. Like, that's part of it. That's part of the equation. Everything changes around you. Just because you stay constant, which I do like. I like this team. Mm-hmm. I hope they don't make grand changes. But damn, you're talking about Kevin Durant.
Chris in Watertown. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? Quickly, Zoe, before I get to my comments.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe Maryland's in the Big Ten. That's disgusting.
It doesn't roll off the tongue at all.
No. But one thing on the Celtics, that if they want to do that, I think two ways they can go. Tweak the roster, which I think they're leaning towards. But if you want to make that big move for Durant, which I'm not crazy about, I think he's on his way out. He's been in the league a long time. He's a thin guy, obviously. This is like you want to make that Moses Malone move where he came in and Dr. J said, okay, whatever. I mean, you're talking to two of the NBA greatest of all time there. And I think those are the two moves. And I was just wondering what you thought about that. In today's NBA, would that move even work?
If he's healthy, if you trade for Durant and he's healthy, then yeah, it would work. And I think that's what he's getting at there, because Durant breaks down and he's calling him a thin guy. If Durant is healthy, that would work. But health is a big factor. I know he's getting older. He's had injuries. He did get shut down by the Celtics in the first round. But I think it might be worth the risk if it's only one guy off your roster that really is, you know, an important player.
Yeah.
You'd be replacing it with a lot of scoring ability. 617-779-0985. More on that. And also a guy we have not talked about recently, but has put himself in the news today. That would be Julian Edelman with some things to say, both about himself and some former teammates.
Mm-mm.
We can get to that coming up in just a bit. Don't go anywhere.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey. Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We've managed to get the temperature down about 10 degrees in this room since we arrived an hour and 20 minutes ago.
I haven't bitched in a while.
It's much better now. It's much better. 617-779-0985. Talking a little Celtics this hour. Jeff in Nashua is on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
What's up, Panama Red?
Okay, Zoe. All right, I see you. All right. listen, as I told you guys prior to the series, the Warriors' depth and conditioning would be the difference. And this wasn't quite the Celtics' time yet. And I don't want to be harsh, but the situation was just too big for everybody involved. And there's no better example of that than prior to Game 5. B-Rob told a story of a brewery that he and Forsberg tried to frequent in San Francisco, but it was closed early because the Dodgers swept the Giants. B-Rob then relayed to us on the radio that the Warriors in San Francisco may not be ready for what the Celtics were bringing. The problem is the Giants swept the Dodgers. So how would it look if after the Sox swept the Yankees, I called and said, the Yankees swept the Sox, and so the Celtics in Boston aren't ready for what's coming. The moment was just too big for Forsberg, B-Rob, and the Celtics.
I have no idea what the hell's going on.
B-Rob's going to have to explain this to us.
Better.
He's going to have to explain all of that. Explain away.
I don't think he can.
Well, he was intimately involved there with it.
And I'm in. Okay, so this is a situation. I remember telling a story where we went to a brewery in San Francisco, and there was a sign on the door that a place closed early because there was a sweep. I forget what was. I assume the Dodgers swept the Giants.
No, the Giants swept the Dodgers.
Okay, so I just I mixed that up. Apparently, I don't know what else the rest he was talking about there.
What
but
about
that's the story?
Not being ready.
Yeah, I can't help you there. I don't know what he was getting at for that.
I'm so lost.
I'm starting to get a little upset.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
That then the Warriors were not ready for what Boston was bringing?
Oh, yeah. So that was, it was after game one in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So I made a comparison. Like, oh, yeah, Celtics, you know, beat the Warriors that night. And so and the Giants were mad about getting swept. I obviously messed it up.
I don't know.
Means. But I don't know how he could remember
you
that.
You need to stop talking because you're making no sense right now.
B-Rob needs to?
I don't know what he's saying.
Go back in time and ask Jeff to stop talking midway through that
call. Like I said, good morning, Panama Red.
I did like his da radio.
Jack is in Worcester. Hi, Jack.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
First, I don't want anything to do with Durant. I'm so sick of Durant and LeBron and all these kinds of guys bouncing around. I would like to do Smart for Collins. I think if he could work that out, he would fit great here. And then maybe bring in a Dennis Schroeder to run the offensive point guard.
Is that Brandon?
That name's not allowed. B-Rob, is Schroeder allowed back? Absolutely not. No. Not happening. He's not coming back. Get over that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. John Collins, though, that name is coming up again.
It is.
B-Rob.
It's coming up a lot.
You have interest in John Collins?
Absolutely. The price is right.
Yeah.
What's the price for him?
What did he just suggest?
Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart and picks for Collins.
Smart and picks, yeah. I mean, I think both sides have to think about that.
Ooh.
I'm not sure whether you're giving up some defense, but you're getting a lot of offense back in the front court.
Isn't that what you want more? More of a playmaker type offensive guy? And that's what sort of limits Smart?
If you think White can fill in for Smart in that role, absolutely. Well,
I mean, there's got to be something there that...
Brad Stevens said we need more playmakers. And that's not defense.
You've got to think that they traded for White with the thought, maybe at the time, that if a good deal for Smart ever came along, it would give them the ability to do it. I don't think that they went out and acquired Derek Wright, White, that is, because they thought, we need to trade Marcus Smart.
No, gives them options.
I think it gives them an option, is what it does. And that's sort of their thinking on that. Repeat. What am I hearing? Fan?
That's a fan.
Could be. Okay.
No, it's B-Rob with his mic on, too.
Oh, it's B-Rob.
B-Rob going. There's
a fan in here. We got fans.
I was going to say, are you guys hot in your room?
It's actually not too bad in there. It was hot earlier, but it's not too bad now.
I like the way he projects his voice.
Unlike
it's gas.
T-Bone?
Yeah.
It's not too bad in here. It's warm.
It's hot.
Don't. He's listening. You know he's listening.
Why does he do that? Why does he go on vacation and then listen?
Imagine being out to like dinner. Like he's probably out to dinner or lunch somewhere. A waitress coming.
What can I get for you, sir?
I like to do special number one. What, excuse me? I like special number one. Speak up!
Can I answer any questions for you about the menu?
I don't eat. Can I just have some water?
Can I get a protein bowl with all protein?
He doesn't eat. Nope. We do less.
I have a carb allergy.
I don't eat.
I have a food allergy. What are you allergic to?
Allergy.
Food. I just get your protein injected into my muscles.
Can I just sit here? Can I just sit here and draw on your table?
It would have to be dinner. He doesn't eat the rest of the day. So that's the only thing.
I've been here a long time with him. I don't think I've ever seen him put anything in his mouth.
Bertucci's rolls. He will eat a Bertucci's roll. That's his kryptonite. Yeah, he'll eat half of one. No, he'll eat like one or maybe two, but that's it. And I almost think he's sneaking off and eating.
I've actually seen Howie waddle out after doing like Patriots post game pregame way back in the day, and he had a whole bag of them rolls under his thing, taking them home.
What?
Howie loves the Bertucci roll.
Waddle isn't a nice verb.
Howie waddles. He's got waddle to him. Yeah, nice. It's a waddle. Some people have a strut. Some people have a waddle. Some people glide. Howie waddles. So they're all waddling.
Sounds like a children's book character. Where's my Holly Waddles book? It was right next to Captain Underpants.
Does your kid read a lot of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole series.
Okay. 617-779-0985. Did you happen to ask Ime about his fishing trip on Friday?
No.
No.
Everyone wanted us to... Oh, I shouldn't say everyone. T-Bone said we could ask him about it. I didn't...
What was the fishing trip?
I don't know. I was not up to speed on the fishing trip, so I did not ask. Did he catch a big fish or something?
Caught a big fish.
Okay.
Big striper.
You know who else went fishing this weekend?
Who?
Louth on a charter.
Really?
Yep. Said his first time ever going on a charter fishing. Pulled me aside before we left. He goes, tell me, what do I need to bring? I go, something to drink, something to eat.
Cooler?
Maybe a sweater in case it gets cool. Yeah, bring a cooler. Oh, okay.
Never been. Sunglasses?
Never been. I didn't say that, but I did say sunblock.
Your Babe Winkleman Bassmaster sunglasses?
I'll pull up some pictures. That's some pictures of him. He posted.
You have pictures of it?
No, he posted photos. I barely am on social media, but I saw some Louth fishing pictures.
I thought he was going on like this private charter on like a 30-foot boat with like him and like three buddies.
Yeah.
Louth's on one of those like New Bedford fishing vessels where, you know, 50 people stand around the edge and drop it over. Bottom fishing. You could go on those type of fishing boats. You tell me you're going on a fishing charter, I'm thinking, okay, you chartered the boat with like two buddies.
Right,
and you're going offshore and we're gonna go get some bluefin.
So what did he do on this then?
I think he went on Jack's Magic Boat or something.
For like a boat ride?
You show up the boat ride. You use their yeah. It looks like a I'll say it looks like a, what's the boat that pushes boats?
A tug?
Tugboat. It looks like a tugboat, but it has this railing all the way around the boat, and everybody can stand on it, and it has seating, a bench all the way around.
Yeah.
You sit down, you get to the spot, they bait your hook for you, and you drop it into the bottom. And you, it's like flounder and fluke fishing. So they take you out to the spot where the fish are, and you bring in like 10 fish. Pretty good day for the kids.
And you get 50 people?
There's about 50. I'll look at the boat. There looks like it's about 50 people on the boat. But like you go around, and in the middle, there's probably a bar. It's like it's almost like a ferry.
All right, I got to check this out.
Yeah.
By the way, here's Ime Udoka on the fishing trip he took.
Hey, Ime, actually, too, where did you catch that striper?
Boston Harbor yesterday.
Boston Harbor? Wow, they get that big in Boston Harbor. That was pretty good.
I'm really sorry we didn't ask him about it.
Did you get your purpose? Did you have football
scores? That was it? That was the extent of the fishing trip questions?
That's all I got in the system.
Ime, did you get baseball scores in that phone?
What the hell?
See a big fish in Boston Harbor?
You caught that in Boston Harbor? Wow. That's amazing.
If stripers are that big, 40 inches in Boston Harbor already, that's pretty good. That's running pretty big.
Maybe the boat left out of Boston Harbor. Maybe he's like, I don't know. We went off the coast of Boston.
You know, one thing that I would say is odd about us, because a lot of people care about fishing and do some fishing and have some interest in fishing. Out of the three of us, who out of any given subject, one of us is going to care or know something about something.
We don't know anything about
fishing, that. Beetle?
Nope.
Zoe, care anything about fishing?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You do not.
So I do.
No, you don't regularly fish.
Not regularly, but I like fishing. I care about it.
When was the last time you went fishing?
Yeah, well, then why don't you go fishing?
When was the last time
you did
it?
You're constantly down the Cape. You're right on the way. Get close to the mic if you're going to talk on the freaking radio show.
Last year I went fishing.
One time last year.
Yeah.
Not one time. I went a bunch last year. Went about five times last year. That's a bunch for me.
Well, I still don't care. You'd think that maybe more than one of us would occasionally care.
Well, how many opportunities? I mean, we all have kids. The hardest thing is
we don't have a boat like Zoe does.
I've offered to take you guys on a boat to go fishing.
You've never asked us to go fishing.
Do you have a Freedom Boat Club?
A Freedom Boat Club, but my brother-in-law has a boat that's always on front of the house.
But he always has access to a boat.
He let us take it in a second.
He always has access. He can always go out on a boat.
Access to a boat.
You want to go on a boat and go fishing, Beetle?
I don't care to do the fishing. I'd rather just go out on the boat for the
day. I don't even want to go out on a boat, float around. Where are we going? Are we going somewhere?
I'd say we go down to Cohasset, hang out. We'll go down World's Edge.
And do what?
We'll dock and we could grill. We could drink and have fun.
We just
swim.
We grill at a house. Why you got to get on a boat and go somewhere else?
It's the adventure. It's cool. Like you ride around, man. It's fun. Hang on. Open it up.
All right, Hardy's out on that day trip. Okay. Fair enough.
It's the last fish I caught right here. Look at that. It's a big one.
Where do you do that fishing?
I got that in Cape Cod Canal.
Wow, they get that big in Boston Harbor. That was pretty good.
Seeing what date this was. It just says Wednesday.
That wasn't this Wednesday. It was last year.
All right.
Show Beetle, look how big fish is.
Yeah, it's big fish.
I don't know.
That's a striper.
Big fish.
All right.
So, Ime, where do you where do you go and do that fishing?
Boston Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Boston Harbor, of course.
Thank you very much.
What's the name of that harbor that's located near Boston?
Boston Harbor.
Oh. Seems to make sense.
Oh, the fish are running that big, huh?
Say I need to dump a dead body somewhere. Where should I probably consider doing that?
Boston Harbor.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good to know.
No. They'll find it quick there. Actually, I know where.
Oh, okay. Zoe knows where. Zoe knows where to do that. We'll get back to it next with audio from Julian Edelman, who's got thoughts on a possible return, but also thoughts on a former teammate, really two former teammates who were involved in something that he said on a podcast. We'll get to that coming up next.
All right. I've been here a long time with him. I don't think I've ever seen him put anything in his mind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Opinionated.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over it with a tire.
More headlines in 30
minutes. It's like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The amount of work I have to put into my body to train, to make me confident, that's so much. For the output that I get now out of my body because of the injuries, my knees, this, that, I'm not getting the same output. Now that I've taken a year off and like I'm not loading my body, compounding loads every single day, my body feels pretty straight. Mm. You know, and you know, I've gone and dabbled out and, you know, you go run routes. And but then you see when you run routes the next day, like, all right, I'm not too bad. I'm already like 10,000 reps behind, I feel, in my mind.
It was Julian Edelman asking, getting asked if his knee feels better now that he hasn't played. And then he goes out and he starts running routes. What is he doing? Why is he out there running routes?
To what I did the other day. My knee's bugging me. I went out and played softball, and it didn't go too well. I feel bad for Edelman. I do. Because he's 100% a football player. Like, some guys, when they're done, it's fine. And, you know, I have all these other little interests. And Julian's had his hands in other things, his books and his pop-up stores or his Burger Time thing and, you know, doing some of inside the NFL. Didn't he do that a little bit too? And he's been on other shows. I think he's tried to do some movie stuff. And I just don't think anything has really popped for him to where he's now sitting around. And I think he genuinely misses the game. There's guys that retire and just say, you know, I'm done. I had it. I can't do it anymore. You know, 9 years or whatever. Body took a beating. I think he misses the game. I do. I think he misses the game. I think he genuinely misses the game. I think he tries to run those routes just to see if, boy, maybe I can do it. Because I've done anything. I could overcome anything. He has. Put a book on it. You know, fighting all the odds.
I mean, he did play some in 2020, but yeah, for all intents and purposes, he hasn't played in 2 years.
No, and the rumors are it's bone on bone for him. And that's the tough part because it's not going to regenerate. It's not going to grow. That's like knee replacement.
So he just can't accept it. He can't accept that it's over.
I don't think he can accept it's over. That's why I feel bad for him. Because I think that guy's a baller. And if he was right, he'd still be playing. I think he'd still be playing. He's his competitive edge is that way. That's the way he's born.
I think some people have taken this and run with it. Like, oh, he's trying to work toward making a comeback. Yeah, I guess he thinks that, but I don't think that's realistic.
I think it's fun for him to talk about that. But then he also tells you, the second I run around, I understand why I'm retired. Like, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. And that guy's not going to play 80%, 60%.
We have a long clip to play.
Okay.
By the way, this is him on the I Am Athlete podcast, which always produces newsworthy content. Really does. We've gone to this podcast a number of times with some of the stuff that they get. And this is him talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, former teammate Jimmy Garoppolo, but he's also being asked about another former teammate and what Martellus Bennett, once upon a time, said on the Devin McCourty, Jason McCourty podcast. And in that podcast, he said about Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers, that you can't win with a bitch as your quarterback. That was his quote. And Devin and Jason McCourty laughed their asses off when he said that.
I believe they make Edelman read it at the start of this.
All right, so let's try and make our way through this. It's a little bit long, but let's do it.
Here's the quote from Bennett. Bro, we lost two games. One of them was because Jimmy Garoppolo was being a bitch. He decided not to play right before the game. Jacoby Brissett came out and played with a dubbed thumb and played his heart out. But Jimmy was being a bitch about it all. Bennett said, That's why you can't win with a bitch for a quarterback, first of all. That was the thing with him. He didn't want to come out and do anything because his agent was trying to protect his body or some shit like that. which I can't fault him for that, but, like, you should have made the decision on Thursday. Now it's Sunday. Quote from Martellus Bennett.
Said that about you?
No, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, about to say.
Week three, like the first quarter against the Buffalo Bills or the Jets, and he hurts his non-throwing shoulder, his left shoulder. And Jacoby came in, led us to a win. And the next week, but in the game, Jacoby...
Was that a big deal, like the non-throwing shoulder?
I mean, I don't know. We're all football players here. But Jacoby broke it. He tore his ligaments in his thumb in the win against the week three team. And so we go into week four, and, you know, I guess, you know, Jimmy was practicing and then, you know, decided not to play. And Jacoby played with, you know, no ligaments in his thumb, which you can't do that as a quarterback. Yeah. You can't grip. And if it's your left, and a lot of guys got mad about it. A lot of guys got mad. I'm not going to lie, I got mad about it. You know, I sacrificed my body all damn long, all day long. I was taking shots for this, numbing up that, ribs, broken ribs, shoulders, you know, grade three, hanging on by limbs just to play, you know. And, you know, I can understand why Marty thinks like that.
I told you about that a long time ago.
Scott Zolak told us that week.
LeGarrette Blount told me that. That it wasn't.
Oh, I guess we're just outing the source.
No, but he's not here anymore. And he's talked about it being here and how much he loved it here and that. Like, yeah. But Julian just told you he was pissed.
Said he was
obviously
angry.
Martellus Bennett was pissed.
And understands why Martellus Bennett said the things he said.
LeGarrette was a starting running back. He was pissed because it didn't happen Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. It happened Sunday morning. And Jacoby, to what Edelman's saying, already tore his thumb in that Thursday night game. So that Thursday night game,
no
was
ligament,
Houston.
No, the ligament was detached.
He said, tape it up, let's go. And it was against Buffalo, and he couldn't do anything. You know, you're screwed. It's funny, though, because Edelman has Don Yee as an agent. Don Yee was Brady's agent, who always pretty much played hurt, took the needle. Garoppolo wouldn't. But Garoppolo didn't have the contract Tom had at that time. So. Story time with these guys now, huh?
I guess so.
But I mean,
they buried Jimmy G for not playing.
Too many of those lined up, and those are big time players. Those are starters.
So Martellus Bennett feels this way. Julian Edelman feels this way, and you say Blount feels that way. Feels like a lot of guys.
Shocked he decided Sunday morning not to play. That's all.
617-779-0985. That week three team that Edelman was trying to come up with was the Texans, by the way.
Yeah.
That was the 27.
He screwed up the Jet thing. It was Miami where Jimmy got hurt.
It's probably one of those marquee Belichick wins. Remember the time that we ranked all of Belichick's wins? Remember we did that?
Yeah.
Jacoby Station, we were voting on that.
He had a great touchdown run
against
that
one was
Texans.
In the mix. Yep. That 27-0 win over the Texans.
I think it was a bootleg.
It was Thursday night football.
Yep. They ran that bootleg. They were wearing the all blues one of the first times they
was
won.
It foggy that night? I remember for some reason.
I can't
remember.
It's foggy every night.
It felt like
fall.
A foggy, sort of damp type of night that night, if I remember correctly. But they went out and won. 617-779-0985. Jimmy G, by the way, still in San Francisco. Baker Mayfield still in Cleveland. What happens with those guys? How does that sort of shake out? And also Deshaun Watson getting ready for a hearing this week. We'll get to those items next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak. Your question, yeah. Does that attract the female or the male?
Bertrand.
That seems unlikely just based on you don't think a turkey can go that fast.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. All right, what's going on with Seattle jerseys you were just telling me for Baker Mayfield?
You can now purchase for $139 Baker Mayfield Seattle Seahawks jersey.
Isn't that what a jersey would cost anyway, to have a jersey customized?
Yeah, but they're not. It's not through the customization part. They're beginning to get marketed.
Like someone produced them and marketing.
Someone let the cat out of the bag that these are being produced.
Yeah. Oh, so you're
telling
me.
Once it happens, they want to have a ton in stock to unload. Remember when Patriots went and announced Mac Jones going to be number 10? And they're really making a bunch of.
Okay, I'm seeing it now. So as of now, I know what you're talking about. Fanatics runs all of the NFL pro shops now, right? They've signed this big deal.
Ruben. He did it with Kraft. Yes.
You used to be able to go to the Patriots pro shop website and buy directly from the team, and they would ship you something that was in stock in Foxborough to your house. Now you order it through Fanatics.
Yeah, Michael Rubin.
Yep, because Fanatics is taking over. And so on Fanatics, the pro shop page of the Seahawks briefly... was it Friday? Which day was it? It was Friday.
Friday or over the weekend.
For a brief time on Friday, there was a men's Nike Baker Mayfield Seattle Seahawks jersey for sale for $129.99.
There he goes. Yep.
With a full mock-up of the Mayfield jersey, they then took it down.
It looks good.
It was then deactivated.
Yeah.
How about that? Wow.
That'd be a good spot for him to go to, though. But wait a minute. Drew Locke's there, too, though. Is he an upgrade over Drew Locke?
Yes. Yeah. When healthy, yes. Last
I think
year
so
he wasn't
too.
Healthy and he was a disaster.
Played more, a little more savvy. I don't hate Baker Mayfield. I like his game when he's right. I think he's fun to watch. I think it'd be fun for him to be out there in Seattle. And run around, make plays, throw it up to Metcalf. That would be fun.
Now, there are reports that those two teams have had a discussion, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Have you seen the potential parameters of Deebo Samuel's new contract?
No.
4 years, $25 million per year. 4 year, $100 million deal. What if we get a deal?
I'm sorry. Give me that one more time.
4 years, $25 million per year for Deebo Samuel. That's
good money, huh?
Yeah. It's one of the guys picked after N'Keal Harry. Yeah. Well, we got a deal with him. Got all these guys making bank after Harry. Productive.
That's a good thing you didn't pick him. That way you don't have to pay him.
Then you're hooked, Tom, right? Yeah. We got to trade a guy. He wants too much money.
You think you're in cap jail now.
Yeah, Hardy. Cap jail. Okay. How would we fit him under the cap?
Does the potential trade of Baker Mayfield get held up by Deshaun Watson's hearing?
No. I don't think it does.
So you don't think Cleveland's saying we'll make that deal as soon as we know Deshaun Watson will be available?
Nope.
But is it possible that Deshaun Watson is harshly punished by the NFL?
Yes.
You do? You believe in that possibility?
I think there's a possibility. Harshly meaning miss the year?
A year.
I think he's going to get six.
I think exactly in that range.
And I think
I don't think they're going to go on him.
I think they're getting. They had to even approve his damn contract, the league approved contract with guaranteed money. Like this whole contract's guaranteed. That's proved through the league. We file it to the league, stamp it, approve it. There you go. Now you got to pay him. I think he's getting six, and I think that's why they're going with Jacoby Brissett, if that's the deal. Because you can get through six games of Brissett. I really don't want to do 16, 17 games with Brissett. But I think they've already made that mental decision that we have split from Baker, and Baker has split from us.
Okay.
I don't think Baker Mayfield could go back into that locker room.
So do the damn deal.
Yeah, do the deal.
Get it over with.
Yep.
Jimmy G still on the roster in San Francisco.
I actually love it. I am rooting for Jimmy G.
As am I. So is that a competition now?
I heard it's no competition. From all reports, it's like the kid hasn't really pushed and done anything.
So wait, he's just going to come back and be the starting quarterback after he said his goodbyes?
Said his goodbyes, but now the shoulder's going to be him. Boy, wait till you see him with a healed shoulder. People close to him said he's going to be ready to go for July.
That is lunacy. To think that...
Well, no one was going to make a play for him because of the damaged shoulder. But, I mean, Drew Brees had a bad shoulder. He got that sucker sewn up and healed and ended up having a hell of a career after that. I mean, his team moved on from him because of the damn shoulder.
And the news over the weekend on Jimmy G is that his throwing will soon begin after the surgery happened in the offseason. He's ready to start throwing.
Surgery was successful. He's ahead of schedule and should be ready to go for the beginning of camp. Now you got like a repaired, ready to go, experienced, good quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo.
All that they gave up to move up.
Ugh. $25 million guaranteed. I'm sorry, non-guaranteed for Jimmy this year.
Lance goes in, plays a couple games in the preseason, throws a couple chuck ducks, gets picked off. And all of a sudden, oh, we got to go with Jimmy. Now you got to eat your words, Lynch. Shanahan.
And they, Hardy, if the kid can play, right? Everything they gave up to move up and get their guy, Trey Lance. If he can play, they can just cut Garoppolo at the end of August.
Yes.
He's gone. They don't owe him anything and he's off the books.
Right.
Right. They have like a clean escape from the deal.
Right.
Can you imagine that they get to the point where they get nothing for him?
And someone gets him and you've sort of got a plug and play franchise type guy. Whether or not you think he's a franchise type guy. This guy's played and won at an extremely high level in this league, which is hard to do. And it's not just 1 year. His win-loss record speaks for itself. He may not be great in the playoffs or the Super Bowl, but he was three quarters in, MVP of that Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
But if the kid
lost it.
If the kid is somehow ready or like ready enough, just not as good as Jimmy G, but eventually we got to do something.
Yeah, the owner's going to say, get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo or I'm going to get rid of you. Yeah.
Right, and Garoppolo is still really good and valuable somewhere. Like, it's not just losing him for nothing. It's the fact that you never had this move in the first place.
You botched it. And maybe they were really going after Mac Jones. Maybe that was Shanahan's guy.
Yeah.
And Lynch and the personnel people fed him those tapes, supposedly. That was the turning thing. Remember? You got to see these tapes of this kid.
Bill has a choice. Healthy Jimmy G or Mac Jones? What would he pick?
Oh.
What would he do? And this is my question. Does Bill love Mac Jones the way he loved Jimmy G?
I think he's learning to. But I don't.
Explain that to us coming up after headlines.
I will.
And more on the Patriots. Let's focus in on the Pats. I got asked a question last night by Joe Amorosino on Channel 7, Ooh. Sports Extra. I'll ask the question to you, Zoe, about the Patriots roster. Okay? We'll do that coming up.
Let's do it.
And you'll explain how Bill's learning to love his quarterback. That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.